From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA cotton projections for July-August show global cotton ending stocks will increase by 0.6% to 94.5 million bales, the second highest since 2014 and 15. As production exceeds mill use for the second straight year, world cotton prices are forecast below the $1 per pound estimate for 2022-23, although the world harvested area is projected to increase 2%, a projected decrease in the global yield reduces the estimate year over year. The Environmental Protection Agency has denied 26 small refinery exemption petitions for the Renewable Fuel Standard compliance years 2016-18 and 2021-23. The American Soybean Association welcomed the continued transparent and fair assessment of exemptions through the stringent hardship and economic impact requirements. EPA has recently worked to develop new parameters for petition approvals that have proven effective in strengthening the RFS. The U.S. economy continues to defy gravity and remains strong despite lingering inflationary pressures, quantitative easing and contracting of the money supply, and higher lending rates and other headwinds. But CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says depleted consumer savings, tighter commercial lending standards, and an inverted yield curve are likely to result in a mild recession later this year.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.